And there's a second trend that's taking place, and this is the New Age movement. How do you unite under one religious fabric a Mormon, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Roman Catholic, an atheist, a humanist, an evangelical Christian even? How do you put them all under one religious tapestry? How do you put them under one world religion? That has puzzled folks for a long time. The answer is the New Age movement. The genius of the New Age movement is its belief that everybody is right. As long as you're pursuing God your own way with sincerity, that's all that matters. If you want to go the atheist route, go right ahead. Humanist route, go right ahead. Mormon route, go right ahead. Buddhist route, go right ahead. You can even have your Jesus if you want him. But here's what you can't say. Don't say your way is the only way. That's the only sin within the New Age movement, is saying that your way is the only way. And that puts us in a world of trouble, doesn't it? Because the last time I checked, my Bible and your Bible says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This is why it's inevitable that we're going to experience some kind of persecution as these trends continue this side of the rapture. In fact, you all get Oprah Winfrey out here. Oprah Winfrey, I believe, is the greatest, most influential spiritual leader in the world today. I really believe that. When she's on her program and on her radio show and all of these things she does, her books, there's a lot more she's communicating than diet tips, nutrition, exercise, housekeeping. She's communicating a theology. And she's got a pulpit. She's got a global pulpit. And she says this, one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there's only one way. She says there are many, many paths to what you call God. She says it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not. There couldn't possibly be one way. There couldn't possibly be only one way with millions of people in the world. Are you telling me if you're living in some remote part of the earth and you never heard of Jesus, you cannot go to heaven? Oprah, I am telling you that. And I'm not telling you that. God's telling you that because that's what His Word says. You cannot get to God other than through His Son, Jesus Christ. If you want to try another path, then you're just like Cain, who came offering his sacrifice his own way, kind of following the Frank Sinatra approach to spirituality. I did it my way. And his offering is rejected. Abel's offering is accepted. Why is that? Abel came God's way. Cain came his own way. You can't just come to God your own way. The Bible is very clear on this. If that weren't so, why would Jesus have to die an agonizing death? Think about that. I mean, if there's other ways to God, what's the point of the cross? It becomes a mockery. It becomes a useless activity. But this is very counter to New Age thought. It used to be that the highest value in Western civilization was the pursuit of the T word, truth. If you were pursuing truth, you were pursuing one of the highest ethics in Western civilization. And isn't it interesting how the T word, truth, has been replaced with another T word called tolerance. One of the greats said, tolerance is the last virtue in a dying society. Today, your highest virtue is tolerance, and the person that is a blasphemer, that has committed the unpardonable sin, is the absolutist or the fundamentalist who says Jesus is the only way. And the Bible alone is inspired by God. They don't fit in with the New Age religion of today, rapidly moving into the New Age movement of tomorrow. These quotes I've already given to you in the prior session, so I won't go back into these, but Alice Bailey and her spirit guide telling her that there's coming a synthesis in business, religion, and politics involving new laws where the group good would be the dominant over the individual. And my goodness, are we there or what? Barbara Marx Hubbard, I've given you that quote also already. where she talks about the fundamentalist as the lethal cancer cell that has to be removed from the body. How is the world today being set up for Satan's masterpiece of tomorrow? He's using two things, the Gaia hypothesis and New Age theology. And let me take you to a third and final thing I think that Satan is using. And this one may be completely new to you. It's called interfaith dialogue. IFD, interfaith dialogue. Here's what I used to think. I used to think this, that the world religious system is going to come into existence completely after the rapture. Because I thought there's no possible way the evangelical church would ever be pulled in to something like this. And I've sort of, over the course of time, had to amend my thinking on this, adjust my thinking. I think it's entirely possible that even the evangelical church itself could be pulled in to the tapestry of one world religion this side of the rapture because of something that is being effectively used as I speak called interfaith dialogue. And here's the name of the game with interfaith dialogue. It is to use the institutions of society that people respect to do Satan's bidding. I think it was 1990, there was something found in a basement in Virginia called the Explanatory Memorandum. Have you heard of this? This is the Muslim Brotherhood's blueprint on how to topple Western civilization and the United States of America in particular. This was actually entered into evidence legally in what is called the Holy Land trial. And it's very interesting to read this. You can get this online and read it. The Muslim Brotherhood says the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all that the word means. The Muslim Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is kind of a grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization, now watch this very carefully, from within. Sabotaging, this is her own words, its miserable house by their hands. You see that? And the hands of believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over other religions. We're going to use the leaders and shakers of the institutions themselves to do our bidding. And the name of the game is to change the church from within and to make the church into something that God never intended. We're actually going to use the church to teach the one world government and one world religion and one world collectivism and one world socialism and one world communism. We're just going to disguise it as Christianity. You follow? The technical name for this is liberation theology, social justice theology. And people say you're talking like a fanatic. Do some work on this. The communists already did this in the United States related to the Methodist Church. It's all part of the actual congressional record on the House of Un-American Activities. And they documented how the Marxists corrupted the Methodist Church from the inside. By doing what? Taking control of the seminaries. Changing the preachers and how they think. So the preachers stopped talking about sin, salvation, faith alone in Christ, but they started talking about social justice and racial type issues and environmental type issues and healthcare, universal healthcare type issues. And the message of the church shifted.